On the Andy Knight Radio Show. Now, you are in for a surprise, because I am indeed in for a surprise as well. But I cannot believe this. In the studio, live with me, are the guys from The X Factor. Yes, if you're listening, everyone out there, yes, really, they are in here. Fifth Street are here. Hi, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey,
hi.
How you doing?
Fantastic. This is such a lovely surprise. They just wandered in off the street. So they just happened to be wandering around Newport and couldn't find anywhere else to go as it started to rain. But guys, just introduce yourselves, if you would, please. From whichever end you want to go.
Okay, I'm Leon and I'm 19.
I'm Lewis and I'm 19.
I'm Paddy and I'm 19.
I'm Tommy and I'm 20.
Oh, right, the oldest. Yeah, I can see the grey hairs coming there.
Tommy. Coming on nicely.
Yeah, fantastic. This is such a treat. I had no idea you guys were coming in, but I'm thrilled and delighted to meet you. So, from The X Factor, and you got through to the final 10, I believe, on the group stage, was that right?
Yes, correct,
And Louis Walsh was your mentor as well.
That's right,
So, how's the X Factor experience been for you guys in Fifth Street?
Oh, it's been absolutely crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's been like a whirlwind, and we've learned so much. And I think the best thing that's come out of it is the fact that we've really developed our sound and we've really found ourselves as artists, because we went on the show not really knowing who we were.
Sure.
But since then, we've obviously received some constructive criticism when we obviously got or when we left the show, and then since then we've really developed our own sound, and we think we're actually like going places and we're going in the right direction now.
So the experience itself has been very productive creatively for
extremely
you.
Extremely productive.
And Louis Walsh, has he been, as a mentor, what you would have hoped? I mean, has he really kind of refined you at all?
Well, with Louis, we were happy with all the guidance he gave us during boot camp and during the 6-Heat Challenge. I think as it is a TV show, a lot of the things aren't as clear as we would like them to be, so sort of we did feel like we got a little bit of false hope, but besides that, it was brilliant. Like, he gave us a lot of pointers, and I think it was just really down to us on the day. Perhaps we weren't good enough, but you know, we're improving a lot. So
really, obviously, it's coming on in leaps and bounds. I mean, how long have you guys been together now as Fifth Street?
Well, as Fifth Street, we've been together since about April.
Oh, right. So really quite, I mean, this is all really new. But what, I mean, before Fifth Street, how did you guys kind of gravitate together? What was that all about?
Okay, well, two of the members we've got in the band at the minute were on last year's X Factor as soloists.
Ah, right.
So they met there. And then after the show, their comments then was that they would be good in a group. So you two sort of went together, didn't you?
And
thought, you know, we'll put this group together, and then
we knew of Leon.
They already knew me, so they got in contact with me and sort of asked if I was up for the group, and I was up for it, and then we found Paddy floating about on YouTube.
So really, you were just discovered on YouTube and came in that way, Paddy?
Yeah, that's right. I'd already heard a bit about these guys, you know, the work that they're doing, and I was really excited. So when I did get asked to join, I didn't think twice.
No, of course.
It was a good decision.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's all happening for you at the moment. What's the next stage for you? Where do you go from here?
Yeah, well, the next stage, we've actually got a brand new cover coming out tonight or tomorrow. And then we've got another one coming out in another 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And they've both got full music videos with them, and it really represents our new sound. And we're starting off in 2015 recording a single, which should be out by April.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, that is kind of the plan.
So when you're talking about a new sound and the fact that you've developed creatively over this X Factor experience, I mean, how would you describe the change in your sound previously to what you're now saying, where you found your voice, as you put it?
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, we felt we was more of a pop artist, and, you know, we felt that maybe that wasn't the right path for us, and we tried going for a sound which we got influenced from artists such as, you know, Chris Brown, for example, which was the R&B sound, and we've now jumped into more of an R&B/pop sound, but mainly R&B, you know. And we picked out a song to cover called Don't Tell Him by Jeremiah, and it's quite R&B-y, and we try to make it as boy bandy as possible, and that's our next cover coming out, just to reflect what our new sound is going to be.
We've got Leon here, and he does a bit of rapping, so it just made a lot of sense.
Yeah. Okay, so the rap is something that you've brought into your musical picture a little bit more. And is that something that all of you, I mean, you're saying that you're the rapper in the lineup. Sorry, I beg your pardon.
No, it's fine.
I'm looking all over the place here. There's only just room for all of us in here, and
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Just move those brooms
cozy,
and everything.
Though,
yeah, it is, isn't it? Cozy's the word. Yeah, it really is. But so you're the main rapper, and that brings another dimension to what you guys can perform. Obviously.
Yeah, we'd like to think so. Yeah, I mean, there's I suppose there's not really many sort of bands around at the minute with rappers as such, is there?
No.
So,
there's a big R&B presence in the American charts right now. There has been for the last like 24 months. It's been really expanding. You see people like Jay-Z, Rihanna, even Beyonce, and We take inspiration from artists that are relevant right now, and we kind of, you know, in the long term, we want to bring that to the UK charts, hopefully.
Okay, so my next question was, I mean, what are your collective and individual inspirations? I mean, you mentioned a couple then. Are there any more in terms of influences that you think have been strong for you or currently strong for you?
I think we've probably just touched a few of them, haven't we? Liz? I mean, we're all influenced by sort of different things, and that's sure. what a band needs.
Absolutely.
It needs the different sort of variations of influences.
There's quite a variation, but as a mix, when it comes together, when we, you know, our different influences, as a mix together, it does work, you know. Obviously, they may contrast quite a bit, you know, like, but as a group, it does work.
Well, that's really the key, I think, isn't it, to your success, is that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. I mean, each of you guys bring your own personal influences and your own, you know, particular skills and vocal talents to it, but it's actually putting it together and finding it. Yeah. And you're saying that you found your voice during this X Factor journey, and clearly that's a developmental thing. I mean, that will continue, I imagine, and you will grow and grow as you perform and record more and more.
Yeah, well, on our six-seat challenge, Simon said to us, you know, to be honest, he loved us in our auditions, and on our last audition he said to us, you know, I don't feel I know the Fifth Street Sand yet. So obviously, in a way, we took that as in, you know, maybe we're not ready yet, and maybe we need to go and find our sand. And we felt with that comment, especially with such a guy like, you know, Simon Cowell, a lot of people take his, you know, criticism quite strongly,
yeah,
we did, and we thought, you know, we've got to come back with a sand, and that's the only way we feel we're going to make it, you know. We don't want to compare to others, we want to be Fifth Street and have the Fifth Street Sand, you know. That's what we've tried and hopefully done.
Well, that's one of, I mean, you guys, as I say, have just literally wandered in off the streets and just found us purely by accident. No. But I believe while you're here, you're actually going to find time to do something this evening. Can you tell us about that? Because Steve from the local police force is here, and Snap, which we've been bigging up here on the station since the new dates were announced, happening in Ryde, and it's all kicking off tonight. Someone tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, we're so excited about tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, we're actually buzzing.
Yeah, we're going to be performing, I think, well, four or five of our songs tonight at the Snap event at the ice was it
Planet Ice? Ice, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, down Planet on the ice. Front at
so that,
right.
That's going to be something different for us, up with the ice, and that we're really excited. Hopefully we'll get our skates on.
We're told potentially we could be getting our skates on tonight, literally, so we're looking forward to having a bit of an ice skate.
So it's Fifth Street on ice tonight. Strictly get me out of here. Yes, I know. But so you guys are performing tonight here on the island. Your first time on the island, you guys, or have you been before?
All three of us, it's our first time.
All right.
I came here once when I was younger. I came to Benbridge for a bit in the summer.
So, okay, yeah. So how's the island been for you so far? I mean, you haven't seen a great deal of it, but how's the reception been?
We've loved it. You know, we went into Morrison's this morning, quite early hours, and such a way someone come up to us and recognised us.
Really?
We're just quite taken back. We're like, really? Up people in Isle of Wight, even though us.
Well, we've got steam driven television down here. No,
we actual television?
Yeah, no, it's still in black and white. I mean, it's so lovely to see you in colour. But.
Yeah. So, yeah, we straight away was greeted. Straight away, you know, and
excellent.
And everyone's been taken to us so well, you know, and the island's lovely, like the sights and, you know, and the houses especially look
people,
nice,
people are so friendly. It's I think you have this feeling here amongst people that you can only really get in a slightly smaller community, and it's like a really nice thing, and we're really enjoying it, and we're happy we get to stay until tomorrow.
Superb.
And also the kids are lovely. I mean, we visited two schools. We visited a secondary school and a primary school this morning. And they were brilliant. They loved us, and like we gave them a little talk on kind of the bullying and the message that Snap kind of gives across.
Yes, of course.
And it was it was really, really nice to see them doing all their work, and like the teaching was really good, weren't it? Really, really enjoyed it.
Tremendous. Well, guys, as I say, it's a great surprise for me and a wonderful one. It's so nice to meet you guys, you know, young, fresh, with your own sound and working towards what I'm sure is going to be a long and successful career. And it's so nice of you to take the time on your busy schedule to drop into the studios here at Vectis Radio. Wish you every success for the future. Have a great night tonight on Snap, which is all, as you say, for a very good cause, down at Planet Ice in Ryde on the front there. Wish you all the best there. Try not to skate too fast and do yourself any injuries. We haven't got a lot of insurance cover here on the island. But thank you so much, guys, for popping in.
Thank you for having us. It's been really fun.
Not at all. Fifth Street from the X Factor here live in the studio of Vectis Radio. Guys, thank you, and we'll...